Catholic bishops have scrapped their landmark welcome to gays, showing deep divisions at the end of a two-week meeting sought by Pope Francis to chart a more merciful approach to ministering to Catholic families. The bishops failed to approve even a watered-down section on ministering to gays, which stripped away the welcoming tone contained in a draft document earlier in the week. Let's speak to Father Bernard Lynch. He's an openly gay Catholic priest who has led the change for liberalisation of the church. He's based in London. Father Lynch, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
What do you make of this apparent turnaround?
Well, I mean, I'm very disappointed, and at the same time, I'm not surprised. I was cheered by the fact that we were being discussed, although, I mean, I don't like the idea of other people talking about us. I mean, where were we at that synod? I mean, where were the openly gay bishops or priests? And maybe that may sound strange to some of your listeners. But as we know so well, there are many gay bishops and priests, and some of them are not in the best light. And, you know, if you're not a guest at the table, you're always on the menu. And I was very, very disappointed with the way this has ended up. It's not over until it's over. But, you know, we must realize that at rock bottom, the church teaching in relationship to us who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered is absolutely heinous. I mean, we are regarded by them from the top down as disordered in our nature. And those of us in loving, faithful, civil partnerships, marriages of longevity, these relationships, the teaching is when sexually expressed and what marriage does not sexually express itself, this is regarded as evil. Now, I couldn't think of a more evil teaching. And I was just listening into your last, and I don't want to piggyback on that, but I mean, I know for a fact, as you know, I come from the west of Ireland, Ennis, County Clare, and I know for a fact that a lot of the suicides amongst young people, that the Catholic Church's teaching on gays is conduit, as former President McAleese said, to a lot of these suicides. And I'm chair of the Committee on Lesbian Gay People here in Camden Town, where I live in London. And the same is true. The bullying of young people in schools because they happen to be created by God in his gay image and likeness. And the churches are not only not a help, they are part of this evil. And the fact that the Pope, a good man,
yes,
this Pope, couldn't, you know, change that in the minds of his bishop. I mean, where is Christ in all of this? Isn't it supposed to be about Jesus Christ?
Father,
isn't it very simple?
I gather you don't officially officiate anymore as a priest. You described yourself once as being like a doctor without a license. Why would you want to be part of a church that perceives the homosexual community as being disordered?
A very good question, and most of my contemporaries, you know, who worked with me in the AIDS crisis in New York, have left completely. They would have nothing to do with it. And, of course, 94%, I think, of young people who are sexually different will have nothing to do with the Catholic Church. But I think I've given you the answer. These people have so much power over people. They're still the news headline.
Okay.
You know, and I don't stay because of the goodness of the church towards me and my kind. There is no way. I mean, as Sister Patrice Murphy, who worked with me in New York, said, you have to transcend the Catholic Church if you want any relationship with God and Christ and your good self.
Father Bernard Lynch, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's 9:01.